Please take your seats. School is now in session.
Welcome to Homeschooled Podcast.
Homeschooled.
The Homeschooled Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
It's time to document the journey. Welcome back to Homeschool Podcast, everybody. This is Augustino Zoida. It's great to have you back. I want to give a big thank you to everybody that came out to the show this weekend in Nebraska. It was a lot of fun. We definitely more than sold it out. I think the place held like 60, and we sold like 75 tickets. So we like had some like standing room. So you guys made that possible. If you came out to the show in Nebraska, I really appreciate you. My next show, if you're listening to this, it's tonight because this comes out tomorrow morning. I will be in Taft, California, which is like Bakersfield area, and you can still get tickets to that. I think it's almost sold out, and that's for the Oil Dorado Festival. I have no idea what the fuck that is, but it is a festival that they do up there, and I'm headlining it Wednesday night, October 13th, and you can get tickets on my website, homeschooledpod.com. Click on tour. You can also go to Augustino Comedian and click on tour, and it takes you to the same place. Besides that, that's really all I got. I'm gonna take like a couple of months off from touring, and I want to plan a New Year's Eve show, and that's gonna be it for 2021. So if you haven't seen me yet this year, hopefully you can make it out to maybe wherever I am on New Year's Eve to be announced. And if not, we'll get some 2022 dates going. Really quick, first of all, before I dive into the sponsors, because I already feel like I went too long on that, let me, I have some guests today. I sometimes do podcasts by myself, and I've been doing a lot of those lately, but I'm happy to have some guests. I'm excited. This is going to be a lot of fun. I've actually been meaning to talk to the two of you guys for a while, just because I want to dive into some stuff and talk some shit about people, which we should have done anyway. Like, I wanted to do it anyway, just like not even on a podcast. You know what I mean? Like, let's talk, let's hang out. But let's get you guys on a podcast. There's a lot of crazy stuff happening in the world that I wouldn't mind talking to you guys about. And if there's something you don't want to address, you can just say, let's not talk about that one, and we'll move on. But anyway, I'm excited. So before we begin, I would like to remind everybody that this episode is brought to you by MasterClass. MasterClass is a great way to take a class on just about anything that you're interested in, and you can take a course in the comfort of your own home, and the best part is on your own schedule and on your budget. The biggest problem with wanting to take a class in something, and if you have an interest in something and you really want to pursue it, you know, let's say you want to take a comedy class or a writing class, it's hard to find the time if you have a day job or if you have kids that you take care of. Like, I understand. So MasterClass is perfect in that situation because you can take the course on your schedule. And they have a course just about anything. If you want to play guitar, if you want to take an acting class, comedy, writing, poetry, directing, you want to be a filmmaker. I mean, if you want to just be a better cook, if you want to maybe be a chef, even just for a hobby, bartending class, you can learn how to make professional drinks. It's all on there, and the list goes on and on. What you're going to do is you're going to click the link in the description, and I'm going to help you guys out today. You pay per course, but right now you can buy an entire year, and you'll have access to all of the courses for the entire year, and you gift a year for free. So it's buy one, gift one. So when you buy 1 year for yourself, you can gift one to somebody else. The holidays are around the corner, and I feel like that makes a perfect holiday gift. And then besides that, you can go to homeschoolpod.com, click on sponsors, and you'll see the MasterClass banner right there. That'll get you that too. And then while you're there, make sure you click on merch, and that's where you get all the t-shirts for the Homeschool Podcast, the tour, the Only Love Can Save the World tour. Get your tickets on there. Once again, it's homeschoolpod.com. Click on merch or sponsors. All right. We got that out of the way. Thank you guys for your patience as we read all that. Okay, so because of the circumstances that we are going to talk about some things, we are going to leave your guys' names out of this, okay? So I'm just going to welcome to the show V. We're just going to be calling you, you're V for Vendetta. That's your name today. and Joe, all right? So that's, yep. That we're just going to leave it at that. V, tell us what you study.
So I'm studying acupuncture.
Okay.
Chinese medicine, herbs, and sticking needles in the body to make people feel better.
Right, gotcha.
Traditional Chinese medicine.
Okay. And what got you interested in is it acupuncture that interests you, or is it Chinese medicine specifically?
I was first intrigued by like the ancient medicine, so I went into Ayurvedic a little bit, which is like Tibetan medicine, and then that kind of got me gearing towards exploring all ancient medicines. I worked underneath a naturopathic doctor, and that's kind of like Western herbal medical professional. And she had a dual degree in acupuncture, and seeing what acupuncture did for myself, like with emotions and like my physical body pain, inspired me to go into that.
Okay, cool. Gotcha. Yeah, I think it's fascinating. I also think it's like really important, especially the natural and ancient remedies of it. I think it's super interesting, and it's kind of contradicting a lot of what we're talking about. I mean, right now in the world, especially this month, I feel like this month a lot of things are coming out, and this is like the let's get into some fun talking shit now. Okay, so I don't want to come off that I'm anti-medicine, because I'm not, right? I'm not anti-medicine. I mostly believe in probably a lot of the stuff that you believe or study of natural remedies and, you know, ancient Chinese remedies, things like that. I'm all about it. And that's not to say that there's not other medicines that are good or that you shouldn't take what your doctor recommends or anything like that. So I'm not necessarily like anti-vax or anti-medicine or anything like that, but mainly I have a problem with telling anybody what they can or can't do with their bodies. Like, that's the big red flag for me. And what we've been seeing a lot lately is more stuff coming out, and people are continuing to not see it somehow. Which is the most like infuriating thing to me. It was like, it's so obvious that it's not seen. You know, you have to kind of have your radar up a little bit that there's something fishy. Even if you don't believe in conspiracy theories or you think that this is, you have to at least admit something's fishy about all this. I mean, when you post anything, even if you didn't type it, even if you posted a picture that contained the word vax or vaccine, it doesn't even have to be spelled correctly. There's an algorithm that automatically picks it up, and your post will be attached with this button that gives you information on vaccines and COVID-19, which, that's insane. Like, how does that not red flag you to go like, why? Like, first of all, you guys have this technology. You've had it for a really long time. Like, I've never posted about doing drugs. Not that I post about that a lot, but I've never seen anybody post about doing drugs. And then there was like a little thing that popped up and was like, here's the risks. You know, I've never seen someone post about drinking. I'm going to get fucked up tonight. And they were like, hey, don't drink and drive, or here's the risk of alcohol. A lot of people dealt with depression, especially during lockdowns of the pandemic. And we've posted that I'm really sad or I'm not really doing well. And I've never seen a suicide prevention hotline pop up, you know, so that you have the technology and you're not doing anything, but the vaccine, it's just, it's their agenda that they're really pushing.
Yeah. It's become increasingly more prominent, like as time progresses. I mean, think back to the beginning of this year, and it was like a shock that people were being censored for saying the V word, not my name.
Yeah.
Not vendetta, but vaccine, you get censored, anything that has to do with it. And even just exploring the concept of what is it going to do to your body and asking those questions, looking for more information that's not just like, this will help you, this is good for everybody, do it for your grandma, like all those propaganda.
The weird pressure. Phrases.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that weird fear mongering that they've been pushing on us since day one.
And it's shifted from do it for your grandma and for the greater good to do this or lose your job.
Yeah.
Do this or you can't go to the bar. You can't go to the restaurant. Now you can't even go grocery shopping in some places. And I mean, first it was just the mask, but it's like certain things, they just keep, it's like you lose
inch by inch.
Yeah. They they keep inching away and people are going to forget like where they started from. And that's already happening.
That was the plan from the beginning, because if they started with this, we would have fought right away. You know, you already had half the people that were ready to fight it, and then the other half were like, just do it. But that was the plan from the beginning, is to inch by inch, you know, back us into this of just, you know, not to be graphic, but the just the tip mentality, which is just a very... a very tricky way to do it. And they knew exactly what they were doing. And in Los Angeles County, you know, you were just talking about this, that we just passed, I don't know the exact date that it will go into effect, but I do know that it was just passed that LA County will now require vax cards to get into a movie theater and restaurant. so that's new for us. We still just had the mask mandates in inside only, but you know, when you sit down, like everywhere else, when you sit down, you can take it off and you can eat, you know, BS. So
yeah, because it's dangerous to walk through the restaurant.
It's insane.
Once you're sitting down, you're chilling.
It's so ridiculous.
But in Washington, yeah, you can still catch COVID if you're sitting at your dinner table. So in between each bite, you have to.
You're supposed to. That's crazy. I mean, I've been traveling all over. Every place I go to is like the same. Like I went to Hawaii, which you have to be vaccinated to get on the island. Not to mention they were already doing to go into restaurants. So when I went to Hawaii, they're same there. You can just wear a mask, walk in, sit down, and not even have ordered food yet. As long as you sat, you're good. You could take your mask off, which seems to be what everyone's doing. That just makes no sense at all, you know, and no one's saying anything about it. But in Hawaii, what happened was, is I went to a restaurant, I had reservations, I go up to check in, and they go, let me see your vax card and your ID, and then they have to match it, and then they give you this little like plastic thing to hold on to, which lets the server know you've been checked, and you take that with you to the table for them to collect it. So now we're all holding on to this thing that I'm sure is not being sanitized throughout the night, you know. But anyway, that's kind of what they were doing there, and I don't know what's going to happen in LA, but we're supposed to show a vax card to get into movie theaters and restaurants here. And when does that, I feel like the line's already been crossed, but when does that line get crossed to it'll become grocery stores? Because going to dinner, you could say, is a luxury. And, you know, going to a supermarket is a necessity.
Right.
So,
well, yeah.
Well, like, I think it goes back, there's that old analogy of like freedom. And I think it's like that study, like, if you put a frog in boiling hot water, they're going to jump out. But if you put them in like cold water and you slowly rise the temperature, they'll just like stay in there until they die.
That's exactly what they're doing.
I remember talking to my mom and saying, like, I feel like we're going to get to the point where they're going to require passports. It's like the conspiracy theory, like a year ago. And she was like, there's no way, like, don't worry. And she's very like, you know, she's gotten the vaccine. She's very like, has encouraged me to get it. And now that when I bring that up, she's like, well, you should have just gotten it by now. And I'm like, that's not what you said a year ago. Like you were kind of like, that's never going to happen. And I've just kind of been like slowly drilling that guilt trip into people and that sense of empowerment into the people who don't have it, or the sense of empowerment of the people who've gotten it, that it's created that like kind of condescending viewpoint where they're like, no, you should have gotten it by now.
It's,
you
know? It's wild. The remarks that you hear, like being in the medical industry, and I have a couple friends that are nurse practitioners, registered nurse. And somebody recently was just telling me that she was like, I'm not going to get the vaccine. I'm losing my job. This is my last day here. And a couple other coworkers were like, you're not getting it. And just bewildered. You should know better. You're a nurse. You work in the hospitals. You of all people should know. And it's just like, don't you think that somebody who has been in the medical field, taken the board exams, been licensed, would have the knowledge and
trust the doctors
ability to make those decisions on their own. Disagree. And maybe she like came to the decision to do it. Maybe she didn't, but that knowledge should be acknowledged. You know, it's not something that people have the right to be like shaming you for, or even lecturing you. Since when did people do this? It's like, the mindset of people have just shifted so much to where it's like us against them. And really it's like the people who are fighting for or fighting against the mandates, they're really fighting for everybody in general, because it's about your choice to be able to decide. You know, there's going to come a time in their future where something that they don't agree with is going to be pressed upon them. And it's going to happen. Everybody has a line, and who knows when it will be for everybody, but there's got to be something that's going
to, there's got to be something that's going to make you go, okay, wait a minute.
It'll be too late. The water will have been turned up too hot by then.
Exactly.
It's too late to jump out.
Like, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I know people in the medical profession as well. And then some of them feel the same way, like your friend that didn't want to get the vaccine. And then I do also know nurses that are close friends of mine that are, they believe in it. You know, they really believe in the vaccine. It helps, and you got to do it. And they tell me, I see patients every day that are suffering from COVID symptoms. Now, I think that there's something important to address. First of all, the first thing, like, let's go back to what you were talking about, is being able to choose. That's what we want. It's just to being able to choose. We're not anti anything. We're anti non-freedom is what we are. We're pro choice, if you will, right? Like, you just be, yes. You should just be able to choose. So there are risks of everything in life. Everything has a risk, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to fly to you guys want to go to Seattle, or you want to go to like New York this summer, everything has a risk. Which one has higher COVID numbers? Which one's more of an expensive airline? Like, everything has ups and downs. So it's your choice to make the decision. Like, I'm sure there's risks to not having it, and there's risks to having it. And I saw something today that a lady was yelling at people to get vaccines because the number of people that are vaxxed that were dying less than the number of the people that weren't. So fine, but there's the people that are dying who are vaxxed isn't zero. So right. You know, it isn't even a few amount. It's like, you know, people who are dying of vaccines that we even know of, because it could be more that they're just not telling us, is in the 600,000s, you know. So it's not zero. But even still, it's your choice to make that decision which one you're going to risk, because there's also people that are developing medical issues from having the vaccine. And okay, so with that being said, I think that you should be able to, you know, like if you're going to play blackjack and you hit a number that somebody might go like, you idiot, don't hit. You know what I mean? You're like, you're probably right, but it's my money, isn't it?
Yep.
And then you hit, and if you happen to hit that 21, you're going to be like, boom, told you. But that's your risk to take. So with that being said, with the nurses that come out and go like, you know, you should know better, and we see the symptoms of people or patients right in front of us all the time. This is where I go back to, like, conspiracy theories are probably a lot of them true, and we constantly have employees that are involved. Like, what's the number one thing you hear about a conspiracy theory? Like, if I tell you, I don't think we landed on the moon, right? People will always say, well, like, there's too many people involved to hide that. Like, that's what they always say. But people forget that information is power, and you can make anyone believe what you want them to believe, including your own employees. Like, these symptoms that people are having are very similar to COVID symptoms. And it could be a vaccine symptom, and you're telling people it's a COVID symptom. You know, there's a lot of people that are developing heart failure diseases after taking the vaccine, and it's just true. It's just a fact. And I want to be able to make that young people, right?
Yeah. I mean, we have to do health screenings when we go to school, and it's like, do you have a headache, stuffy nose? Just the symptoms are things that people get headaches every day. I treat headaches in the clinic. So it's like, if you say yes to the headache and the screening, you have to quarantine because it's a COVID symptom. However, I'm still treating patients that are coming in with like headache and
yeah, of course,
like back pain. But the most simple symptoms are listed on are like red flags for COVID. So it's just like, it's ridiculous.
It's super contradicting. You know, they won't even let you in the building if you said you had a headache, but you're like, I need to get in here because I have the headache, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we chart it. It's in the charts. This person, we're treating their headache. And it's just, I like asked a supervisor the other day and I'm like, so if we come in with this, we got to go home. But this patient came in with this and they're like, oh, it's just a symptom like of liver yang rising or
yeah. It just goes to show you that none of this makes any sense. And then, and also all of this is a joke. I'm not saying COVID's not real. That's not what I'm saying when I say it's a joke. I mean, the rules and restrictions are a joke because they're so easily broken and they know it that they don't even care if you're breaking the rules. They just want the fear there to push you to get the vaccine. Like, you know, checking vax cards to go into the restaurant. Like, it's such a joke. We're talking about a piece of paper. It's literally a piece of paper what someone hand wrote. And that's all it is. Like, my wife's has misspelling on hers. And we whited it out and spelled it right. And you can clearly see there was white out on her name. So it's like we're showing it to people and no one has said anything yet. It's such a joke. Like, no, by the way, every time you go out to a restaurant, you got somebody who's making minimum wage. Maybe they're like 16 to 21 years old. They don't give a shit about your vax card. They're just going through the motions. And right. I gotta go. Just to be clear, I'm not. I have a card, but I'm not. Okay. So I went to a concert. And they want to see your vax cards. This is how, you know, same thing in Hawaii. That's how I got in and all that stuff. But here's another part where it's a joke. Or you can show a 72-hour COVID results test within 72 hours. I had to take that test to go to Hawaii. So I had the results, a negative test. And then when I went to a concert, all I did was change the date on the same exact test and just show them. And they're just like, cool, come on in. Like, it's such a joke. It's so easy to forge.
Yeah. It's not about that, though.
It's
about the mindset, like you're saying. It's strictly about that mindset. Breaking down the critical thinking, breaking down the confidence in being able to explore. Like, they don't want a creative mind. They want something simple. And I don't have the answer of why. I have theories. But
right, exactly. It's just theories.
But
and think about like what I find funny is, so you're in LA, so it's a little stricter, but outside of LA, like a lot of other places have kind of just like, hey, if you don't want to wear it, you don't have to wear it. Like, no one's really going to bug you. And I find it funny that the places you have to wear it are like the bank, the airport, like government buildings, so like anywhere where you could commit like a federal crime, that's where you have a mask on.
Yeah.
And like, you know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense. Like, it's super weird. But just to backtrack, like to V being in the holistic medicine, something that I find like just super odd is like the contradictions that people like will like knowingly agree to. Like, if you ask someone like, hey, do you think all bodies are made the same? They're gonna be like, no, oh my God, absolutely not. Like,
of course.
Some people are larger, some people are smaller, but it's like, okay, then why do you think that one vaccine is the same? Why do people even think like, oh, if one person has a headache, just take Tylenol or just take the same ibuprofen-esque thing? When if you ask V through her studies, it's like, well, are you dehydrated? Have you been eating the right food? Like, you know, you actually go down to like the root cause, like, what's this person's body normally like? Because you get to know that person's body and like how it reacts to things. And it's like, you can prescribe someone what's for their body. Like, we all agree that we're different, but yet we don't agree in tailor making and agreeing that we should all have different remedies of different healing processes.
Yeah, medicine, you know what I mean?
Like, it doesn't add up when you ask like a regular person what they agree with. Like, that's what blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not one size fits all, which I think you were saying. Yeah, I completely agree, and I have been like singing that same song, bro. Like, to everyone that I talk to, it's insane. Like, you guys, we're not all, we all have different DNAs, and you should know someone's medical history, which bothers me so much, and it should at least red flag everyone. The fact that they don't say, they don't go consult your doctor and go get vaccinated today. Even if even if you said that, we might, maybe I would have been vaxxed by now. if you were just saying, if you came off as less of a creep, you know, if you just said, like, consult with your doctor, if they think it's safe, get vaxxed. Like, someone should know your medical history, because, like, we're all different, and this might not be good for you. You can't prescribe someone a blood pressure medication if you don't know their medical history. Like, you don't, right? There's probably different brands that they maybe have an allergic reaction to. Are they even asking?
Chemistries. There's drug interaction. That is another thing. Like, people, America is on pharmaceuticals in general. And so they haven't done any studies on the interactions between the vaccines. Also, a huge thing is that they aren't completely FDA approved yet. So they're still under trial.
Mm-hmm.
And when a vaccine is under trial, the companies, they are able to adjust and change the ingredients, and they don't have to say anything. They're not entitled to release the ingredients because there's competitors out there. So let's say company A released their list. Well, company B will be like, well, this one's working, but I know this ingredient isn't, so we'll switch it. And so that's why they're not liable to release the ingredients. But so 30,000 people might be getting this, and then 3 months later, the next 30,000 people could be getting completely different ingredients, and we don't know. And that's misinformed. Like, we need to be informed with what we're doing. It's called informed consent.
Objectively, like objective information, which is so far.
Yeah. And just let people ask their questions, and let people have a creative mind. That's the word I was thinking of, a sheep mind. They want you to have a sheep mind, not a creative mind, and not a, you know, just ask questions. As soon as you go like, no questions, you're like, that makes me not trust you. Just let people ask questions. And it's really interesting what you just said, because I know people that said they earlier on, they went to go get the vax and it was a different color. It was like clear or white. And then I know other people that got the same exact one. They were both the same brand, the Pfizer or whatever. And it was pink. Like, they were different colors.
Yeah. Some doctors, there's a doctor in France, and this video was deleted off of YouTube, but he examined five samples. Oh, he was talking about five different samples, but he examined, I think, about 15 different vials, but all from the same company. And three of them showed nothing but saline. And then another three had like carbon and aluminum and just random things in there when he analyzed them under the microscope. But they weren't the same. They were the same company. So they could have been made at different times, but I don't understand why people can't see that they are part of an experiment here. And
yeah, exactly. I also have some other theories, like they could be changing it because they were also giving it to different age groups at different times. Like, if you remember when it first came out, they were just like, everybody from this age, all, like the senior citizens, you know, were primary on the list. And then there was, you know, the next age group and the next age group. And now they're saying that, you know, like minors can get it. And then, you know, so like, it's possible that they've changed it for the different age groups, but I'm not saying they did that. I'm not giving them an excuse. I'm saying that they have a hidden agenda even there. You know, like, I have theories in terms of, if they want to kill off the elderly, you know, I mean, the elderly is the ones that, kind of vote towards traditional American freedoms is the elderly, you know, especially if they fought in the war, and they always vote freedom. And also, this is just a theory. I have nothing to back this up. It's just, you know, where are we if we can't say what's on our mind? Yeah. So I'm not saying this is happening. But couldn't this happen if they really wanted to? Wouldn't they be set up to do it? If I registered or made an appointment to go get my vaccination, and they probably asked for your address, right? Your name, all that stuff. Couldn't they tell if I voted? And couldn't they tell who I voted for? I mean, I'm not saying
probably.
I mean, they probably could.
There's no facts for this theory. It probably doesn't happen. But couldn't it happen? Like, couldn't they tell who I voted for by my name, address, social, birthday?
Or who you were registered to vote for.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And if you voted for somebody that they don't like, maybe they give you that pink one. You know what I mean?
your booster. Yeah, your booster is a little different.
Yeah, yeah, you get that heart stopper one, you know, to try to not punishment, but to try to weed out people that vote against what their policies.
Yeah, another theory is follow the money. I'm a huge fan of that.
Absolutely,
like, always follow the green. Where is it going? Who does it end up with? And same companies that are creating these, first of all, a shit ton of lawsuits in history, like since the 90s, probably beyond then, but just came out with a pediatrics pharmaceutical for myocarditis, inflammation of the heart. And it just got approved this summer or so, maybe September. And now we're having a rise in myocarditis in children. So now, perfect, they have the medicine to treat it. But does that not like shake anybody up a little bit? Like, oh, this vaccine company also makes something for the side effects. So that's another theory. And I've discussed this with a couple other friends, is that maybe they're not trying to kill us, but they're just trying to keep us sick. And like,
exactly,
that could be another thing too.
It's a conflict of interest. And I think that, you know, 9 out of 10 of our theories are going to be right. I don't think it's one thing. I think it serves many purposes. Like, I personally think COVID was released on purpose. I think it was weaponized. I think it had a purpose. And I think that there was more than one purpose. It did a lot of jobs for them. And I think the same thing for the vaccine or pharmaceuticals in general. You know, it's a conflict of interest for you to sell the cure and, you know, the, you know what I'm getting at. You know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it would be. In a court of law, usually that's how it is. Like,
yeah,
conflict of interest, we're not going to allow this. But,
well, I mean, if you really want to follow the money, like, everyone always, you know, like, you forget about insurance companies, which are a major factor in the whole, like, funding Washington with their donations and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the elderly, which have been outliving all projections, because back in the day you used to live till 60, 65. Now you have people living till 85, 90 plus.
Totally.
So all those things that were paid, like, were prepaid for and covered, are now costing insurance companies much more than projected. So you take out that generation, you add issues that need, like, that are not, you know, like, whereas the younger generation is preventative through holistic health and exercise,
yeah,
you add things that need preventative action through myocarditis or the, you know, the heart condition, like,
yeah,
it's kind of a double win for, like, multiple entities. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's too hard to say, like, no one's giving us funding for organic food and free gym memberships and, you know, time, like, extra time off from work if you're, like, going outside and getting vitamin D, but we're getting entered into millionaire raffles for getting this vaccine and
free donuts.
Like, free donuts.
Yeah, free donuts.
You know what,
man,
I mean? Like, it's totally contradictory.
Absolutely, yeah.
I thought that this was going to be Chinese medicine and, like, alternative medicine's breakthrough. I remember 2020 being, like, super excited, going on to these Zoom seminars, learning about COVID and the side effects and how they're treating it in China. And I'm just thinking, like, okay, this is really scary, but this is also really cool because this is a perfect avenue for people to start using alternative medicine. We have formulas that doctors in China are using in the hospitals and they've stayed healthy. And so we've known about these for a year and a half now, however long, 18 months it's been. And finally, they're starting to, like, look at those and do some actual studies. But instead of taking the upper hand when we had it and could have taken the spotlight, I found that my school and, like, the field that I'm in, a lot of the supervisors and people that I once looked up to are, like, leaving our medicine in the dark and just disappointing in a way, because they're totally following down that big pharma, like, becoming big pharma's bitch and just,
absolutely, yeah,
it's contradictive of our everything that we've been studying and everything that
that's what I'm saying. I think it's insane that you have to, like, answer all these questions or show a vax card to get into the school to study ancient medicine and you know, natural medicines. I think to study it, you have to take a modernized, unapproved, mandated vaccine.
I would say about 90% of the students and like school is for it, or just being like, okay, we'll just do it to keep things normal. And they tried to mandate, and they got some pushback. Some students were expelled. And so
it's so wrong. It's so immoral to do that. And you know what a lot of people are saying, I'm sure it won't surprise you, but like earlier when I was saying, if you go like, yeah, when does it become grocery stores, right? That you have to show the vaccine to get into grocery stores. Like people need to feed their families. And you know that people's response to that is, if you don't get the vaccine, you don't deserve to feed your family. Do you know that that's their mentality? Like that's their, it's honestly an evil response. And then they really think, like if they say that, I think they're wrong and I think it's an evil response, which doesn't mean that deep down they're bad people. They've been brainwashed and fed this and feared into it. And I think that if you say that, you should stop and check yourself, because that's a really horrible thing to say to someone. And also, that's probably the most humane thing you've ever thought you said, but it's probably not the most humane thing you've ever done. Like you think you're saying that, and you think you're saying that, and you're getting vaccinated to help people because you care about people. But what have you actually done that shows that you care about people? Like most of you guys wouldn't even let someone in front of you on the freeway. You know, most of you guys don't like wave to your neighbor. You know what I mean? Like a lot of, like we're not. We're not surrounded by kind people, and you guys just don't go out of your way to do the right thing or to help people. You know what I mean? It's just like, be the like a good person, like show action that you know, don't just go in there and shame. You have to get a vaccine and that's the only thing you've ever done to try to help humanity. You haven't ever done anything else. And anyway, and then to go back what Joe was just talking about, that's an interesting fact, and I also believe that would be another thing that it was brought forward for the insurance companies. But it's not only insurance companies, it's actually government-sponsored insurance, because you got insurance company like your Blue Shields and stuff like that, that's where people buy their insurance from. But if you're a senior over 65, you're on Medicare, and that is your government. That's something that you paid into your entire life. And that's a good point. They're outliving, which means that, you know, if you worked in the United States your entire life and then you retire, every paycheck they took money out to go towards Medicare, so that when you're 65, you can have Medicare. And if you, Medicare is not, you know, covering everything. So if you want to buy a secondary insurance, you go to Blue Shield and you buy a secondary insurance. So that's the insurance company. And then the other one is your government. So if they're trying to get people to die quicker because, you know, older people are living longer than they thought, that money is not going to just be saved and be like, well, it goes back into America's pocket. That they're getting kickbacks from it. It's going back into their pocket. You know, follow the money. There's always something shady. If someone tries to push things this hard and it just doesn't add up, you know that they're being shady, you know? And I personally think that there's even more. I think that, yes, it's money. The second thing I think is that the people that run the world or are trying to run the world, I think are evil, demonic people. And I think that they practice demonic rituals. And we know that a demonic ritual is consuming fetuses. I don't know. Is it feti? I don't know. Is that the plural of it?
Never explored plural fetus.
It's feti. Yeah, it's fetuses, feti. Right? Yeah. And I know that is a demonic ritual, and it is now coming out, at least from the Pfizer whistleblower, that there is aborted fetuses inside the vaccine. So
they're finally coming out with that. So essentially everybody who's taken that vaccine is like unknowingly taking part in what could be somebody's big ritual.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, you might call me crazy for thinking that, but that's fine. And it may not be true, but I'm calling you crazy for calling anyone crazy for questioning things like aborted fetuses. If you call someone crazy just for questioning it, that's insane. Just let them question it. It's like, you know, I really think that people that run the world are evil. And I think what the ultimate goal is to get as many people like you as possible. And you may not even know it, and you're probably doing things every day that is a demonic ritual. And, you know, they disguise it in things. Like, whatever is up is down, and what's down is up to them, and you don't even know it. Like, you know that there's yoga poses that are actual a demonic ritual, and people don't even know it. They're doing poses, and they're like, you know, they're like praying to a demon god or something like that. And so I think that it's crazy that there's a lot of religious people, and you know, I grew up Catholic, right? And I think that it's insane that we don't see a lot. There are people going for religious beliefs, I'm not going to get the vaccine. There are people saying that, but I don't even know if they know that deep into it. Like, a lot of people aren't looking into it. Like, if you really believe in the Bible, and the Bible says, beware of anyone who's doing DNA altering. Do not let anyone alter your DNA. And they said, and there's a whole story about it, how, like, you know, the devil had the devil's angels, and he would send the devil's angels out to manipulate your DNA or replace your DNA. And the cause of that is to get you to be a little less of you and be a little more of them. And what you are is you're born with goodness. You're born with, you know, God made you, and you're born with innocence. And they want to, as much as possible, get that out of you and put in, it's DNA altering. And I think there's a reason that the Bible says don't trust anyone who's trying to alter your DNA. That's exactly what the vaccine is doing. It's altering your DNA. And I think that you should question it. And I just think that it's outrageous that religious people don't even, you know, if you claim to be like super Christian or Catholic or believe in the First Testament, it's like, how did you not even look into that?
Religious or not, DNA yeah. is perfect. It's yeah. like the way
it's natural.
Files, it's naturally perfect. There is no imperfections. Like, if there are, then there's like visible flaws or like physical flaws in the human body. And
it's not even flaws. It's just differences, which makes us different people.
Yeah, but so there is perfect for everybody. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I the natural fact that selection. People are just like right on ready. Oh yeah, it alters your DNA. Yeah. Sick. Like, what?
Before the trials.
I remember tell that to us. He was like, "You, it's cool." I'm like, "No, well, leave it alone. Leave my DNA alone."
Well, like I talked to someone who we. I referred to it in kind of like a natural selection way of like those, you know, like, hey, shit happens. You know, like I always feel bad for those who are kind of born or start out with a struggle or, you know, like have some sort of underlying medical issue. But at the end of the day, like I do kind of think in that natural selection, like to avoid overpopulation or whatever it is, people are better off if the healthy people that can survive illnesses and stuff are the ones procreating as opposed to the ones who can't.
Yeah.
And when I kind of mentioned natural selection to him, he's like, yeah, exactly. The people who are smart enough to get the vaccine will survive. I was like, you know, just kind of like, how can we both understand this concept? It's in the term natural selection.
Yeah.
But yet we're hearing the same words. We're understanding two completely different things.
It's cognitive dissonance. Yeah. That's what the
world was wild to me. It was wild.
It's cognitive dissonance.
But wait, one thing, like, yeah. when you keep saying, like, people should be able to ask questions. Like, I just sent you that quote, and it was something about, you know, being pro-choice in just life in general with body autonomy. And it was like, those who tell truth do not fear questions. And I was like, that's such a great way to think about it, because you're right. Like, even when you were a little kid, you know, lying about why you're late or, you know, whatever it is, if you're actually telling the truth and you were doing something for a teacher or like you were helping out the neighbor,
you just answer it.
Ask away. What do you got? Where was I? I was right next door. Like, you didn't care. But if you were lying,
yeah,
you were nervous walking in. So, you know, it's no different when we're asking questions to these people on the stadium, like, you know, podiums telling this is safe. And it's like, okay, well, what about this, this, and this?
It's someone
false.
Like, it's someone who, like, you know, if you're in a relationship, it's someone who, you know, lets you look at their phone versus someone who doesn't. It's like, you know, who are you texting? You know what I mean? You don't like that question if you're texting someone that you shouldn't be texting. But if you are, have nothing to hide, yeah, here's my password. You know what I mean? It's exactly right. That's exactly right. Just insane, man. I think that people need to definitely wake up to what's trying to happen, and the fact that, you know, it was just do this, what's a big deal? And then it eventually got to what we all were afraid that it would. I think that there's hacky conspiracy theories. Like, when people make fun of conspiracy theorists, they'll say, you guys think they're trying to microchip us. You know what I mean? It's like, no, I don't think they're trying. I personally don't think they're trying to microchip us, you know? But if they would love for us to think that, because they'd be like, yeah, you think that. That's the conspiracy theory. You'll look stupid and no one will believe everything else that you have to say. But there's way more to it than that. I think that there's so many things to it. Bottom line is, it's money, their gain. Pharmaceutical companies have always benefited off the sick. And, you know, I mean, even Bill Gates at one point created his company created a cure for, I think it was swine flu or something like that, or whatever it was that the cows had. What is the virus that the cows get? Mad cow's disease?
Mad cow?
Yeah, so he created like a cure for it, but then also gave mad cow disease to like a bunch of cows, and it actually contaminated a whole farm and many farms, and people lost their stock. And his solution was, well, I have the cure. And so it's like, if you have the cure for something, wouldn't you give that person? I wouldn't, but if you were corrupt, it just makes a lot of sense.
Classic Bill Gates. Didn't he also he's trying to do like lab grown meat.
He's been buying up a bunch of farms that are struggling because of like production issues and like.
He also owns COVID-19. I don't know if you guys know that. He literally owns it. Did you know you can own a virus? You can buy the patent of the virus. So he owns it. He owns. I don't know if he knows if he owns COVID-19. I know he owns coronavirus. I don't know if that's different.
So he like profits off of every time people say it, or like,
yes. So a reason why a rich asshole might buy a disease is because if anybody comes up with the cure, you're automatically entitled to a percentage of the profit to the cure. It's like a law. So of course, right?
I did not know that it was a thing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a dumb law.
Coronavirus has been around for a really long time. It was on the back of Lysol cans is one of the things that it kills. And in 2006, I believe it was when he patented it and he owned it. And he's owned it this whole time. Yeah, man. Some crazy, crazy, trippy shit out there. And I mean, there's a ton more like conspiracies I want to dive in with you guys. But
oh yeah, we could go on and on.
There's so many.
Not that any of this I'm saying is a conspiracy. The only thing that makes it a conspiracy, and you might want to call me as a conspiracy theorist, is two things. Is that I have conspiracy theories on other things, so you might call everything I say that. And then the other reason you might say that is because it's not out in the media. It's just critical thinking. And if I can think it, don't you think like some billionaire genius scientist could think it and do it?
And I mean, a lot of these conspiracy theories, since we are theorizing here, but a lot of them are backed by research. The research is just, like you said, it's not
in the media.
And a lot of the research is taken down or just really difficult to find. So.
And that's another thing. You know, there's people that have gone against YouTube protocol or guidelines and never been taken down before. It just depends on what the agenda is, like if it fit their agenda. But you know, if so many videos get taken down all the time and posts get flagged all the time, and it's like, that's a red flag. Why don't you want us to know?
Right, makes you want to click on it. Like, what's behind that?
Yeah,
why was this taken down? But
And there's people that really go, well, they want to take it down because they don't want misinformation out there. You really think that's why they take it down? Like, that's not why they're taking it down. They, like, if that was the case, they would just be like, yeah, look at these idiots. Like they do with all other conspiracy theories, you know?
The Taliban has Twitter.
Yeah.
The former president of the United States does not.
There is no logic.
Exactly. There. Exactly.
Taliban, yes. Former president of the United States.
He's banned on Twitter. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling, man. And another thing is that I just actually looked into this today because someone sent it to me. So you recall, I think it was over a month ago, that the acting president, I guess if you want to call him that. I don't call him president. But he, so when Joe Biden. Brandon? Yeah, Biden. When he came
Brandon?
Out.
Let's go, Brandon.
Brandon. When he came out and he said, you know, that he was enforcing the every company over 100 people had to have the vaccine. And, you know, everybody's been flipping out about that since he said it, right? And I don't know if you guys know this at all or if you've looked into it at all or anything. I've been upset about it since he said that. But it's actually not true. There's absolutely zero bills going through on that. Like, yeah. It's been over a month. Like, he just literally said it in a press conference. There's zero anything backing up. There's no bills being passed. Nothing is coming from the White House to actually push this or enforce this. So I think there's two things that he said it for. Was one, to get people to stop talking about Afghanistan. And because it was right around the same time. And then the second one is that people will get scared enough. Like, shit, I work for Walmart. There's more than 100 employees. I'm going to go get the vaccine before they start letting me go. You know what I mean? And then a month later, nothing ever happened and people don't even know.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, obviously the people that don't have it by now don't want it, but where is their line and how strong are they willing to stand up for themselves and stay, you know, like, keep their foot on the ground. And a lot of people caved when that happened. I know people at work who got it just because of that mandate that never actually happened. There is no signed executive order.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there isn't one.
But they've already fired people.
Yeah.
They've already fired people.
And people won't even think to sue their company because they'll think it's the law because Biden said it.
Wait. I thought they did. They did do something for like federal employees, right?
I don't know. Nurses were fired on the 30th.
Which is like federal employees like reaches further than we all think. Cause it's like the airlines are like technically on government contract, like a bunch of them. Like I'm not positive on the details, but like, I know it like federal, I think they did pass it federally. And like, that does extend further than we would think.
So that extends to the airlines.
I'm not sure if that was just the airlines trying to push it or.
No, Southwest came out today. The CEO of Southwest came out today saying that he will not be following the mandate.
Oh, so he's not. Oh, okay.
After all, he said, I will not be firing.
Because they were striking, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I think that there are a lot of companies that are making it a company policy. And people are not going to fight it because they think it's the law.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not actually the law. I saw another thing today that people need to look up what mandate means, and it does not mean a law.
And it's not an executive order.
It's not.
Mandates are not the law.
It's not.
It's never been the law. Mask mandates, that's why like there's been so much pushback to them, because they don't mean shit.
Yeah.
What about unemployment? Is that the whole, like, if you get laid off because you refuse to get the vaccine, you don't get unemployment? Is that a mandate or is that a law?
I haven't heard anything about the correlation with unemployment in that. I mean, unemployment, I think, at least for the pandemic, is ended anyway. Like, if you were on unemployment
But if you get laid off from your job, you're supposed to be able to collect unemployment, right?
That's a good question. Yeah, so is that counting as laid off or being fired? Because if you're fired, I don't think you can get unemployment.
It at least affects what you can collect. I don't know.
Wait, if you're fired, you can't get unemployment?
I think you can't.
I thought if you quit, I don't know the rules.
Maybe she's right. Yeah, maybe if you quit, you can't get
fired or laid off. But unless it's like, if you're fired for like bad conduct, it can be.
California would never look into that, first of all.
Yeah.
Other states, Oregon, New York.
I don't know.
You think that they're going to.
But I would be curious. I would be curious if all the people just like not filing for unemployment.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's if it's a mandate or a law and they're just not doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. But I know that, you know, the more people are uneducated, the better standing they stand to keep pushing their agendas because of the point that mandates do not mean anything. Apparently, like, a mandate doesn't become, like, official until both parties have agreed. You have to actually agree and comply. You have to get the vaccine. And then then you're complying to a mandate. But if you don't, if you just say no, it's your right. You know, it's not a law at all. I mean, mm-hmm. technically, we can go into grocery stores and not wear masks, and you know, there's really nothing they can do about it. But you know, who wants to sit there and argue with a manager every time you want to go get a gallon of milk? You know what I mean? So you just do it, and you don't want to. I just want businesses to be able to operate. I mean, if that's what it takes, I'll put the mask on for 2.5 seconds. Does anybody else do this? Does anybody else like, I never put the mask on again, only to get in the door. Like, as soon as I sit down, obviously we're taking it off. But if I go to the bathroom, I don't put it on. If I leaving, I don't put it on. Like, what are you going to do? Put a mask on as I'm leaving? I'm like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And if I go in the bathroom and you tell me something, I go like, I forgot it at the table. What are you going to do? It's a joke.
Go back to my table and then go back to the bathroom. And then...
Let me go look for it. Let me go walk around your establishment floor and look for it.
I don't even carry masks with me anymore. I just go in and if they go, if they tell me I have to put a mask on, I'll go, okay, do you have one? And they go like, okay. And they give me one and then I'll wear it. And like, now I remember like it's getting cold again. And so I'm starting to wear jackets. Remember, like, when you used to put on jackets for the winter and you go, like, oh, you found money? Now we're finding masks. I'm like, oh, man, there's a mask in there.
Worst is for the dollar.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a worthless mask. Anyway, guys, thanks for chatting with me and talking shit for a little bit. You're welcome on any time if there's any other conspiracies you want to, or I hate to call them that, but, you know, I'm down to do some pandemic stuff. I'd love to talk about some ancient medicine, you know, more on that, but you guys are welcome on any time if you ever want to talk about it, or if not, I'll just hit you up too.
I'd love to do some more dishing.
Dishing it out. And hopefully we'll get together soon. We'll talk some shit off the air so we can say names and this was us holding back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we got to get together soon.
All right, awesome. You guys, thanks so much. And normally I ask my guests, where do you want people to find you? But you don't want nobody to find you. We'll leave it alone. Everybody, don't forget that if you're listening to this tonight, I'm in Bakersfield. Get tickets at homeschoolpod.com. Click on tour. It's also where you can get the t-shirts and stuff. Click on merch. And that's also where you can browse through our sponsors, products, and services to help support the show, like Masterclass. Sign up today. Hook yourself up, hook a friend up, and you're helping the homeschool podcast at the same time. V, Joe, thank you so much for being here tonight. Big thanks to everybody who listens to the show and continue to support us. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. A lot of fun. I'll talk to you guys soon. And I'm Augustino Zoida. Don't forget that only love could save the world. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Homeschool podcast.
Homeschool.
The homeschool podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
No, okay.
I don't want to do that at all.